I thought it would be nice for Shabbat Shuva to share a story with you this morning, a Hasidic story. Reb Meir and Reb Yisrael were the best of friends, yet no two people could be more different. Reb Meir lived in great poverty, and Reb Yisrael, on the other hand, he lived just like a king. Well, these friends once met to prepare for a journey, and Reb Meir was sitting on a cart pulled by a lone, scrawny horse. And then there was the opposite image of Reb Yisrael, and he was sitting in a great carriage pulled by four large horses, four stallions. Well, Reb Yisrael walked over to Reb Meir, and he pretended to inspect that little scrawny horse. And he turned to his friend and tried not to smile and said, "Look, I always travel with four large horses, because you see, if my great carriage gets stuck in the mud, I know that my four horses will be able to free me. It seems to me that your poor little horse can barely carry you. In fact, I've seen your horse try to carry you on dry, hard-packed road, and listen, I know there's going to be mud on the way. Why would you take such a risk?" Well, Reb Meir stepped down from his little cart. He walked over to his friend. He placed his arms around his neck and said, "Look, my friend, I think the risk is yours. Because I travel with this one horse, I know there's no one. There's no one who will be able to free my wagon if it becomes stuck in the mud. And so, I'm very careful to avoid the mud in the first place. You, my friend, you're certain that you can get free if you are stuck. And so, you never pay attention to where you are going." If you think about the story, both rabbis have a correct approach. We know that each and every one of us will face mud in our lives. And some of us try to prepare as much as we can not to get stuck. And others know that whether or not we want it, mud will be there. And you know we've tried to avoid it. And so we take a little bit of Reb Meir and a little bit of Reb Yisrael in our lives, trying to watch where we are going, but at the same time knowing that sometimes you just have to jump in the mud with your horse and pull your wagon out. And so I wish all of us not a cleaner new year, because we know that mud will exist, but I hope that your mud is a little bit more manageable, less thick. And if our horse can't pull us out, maybe we'll find a friend who will be able to stand next to us and join us right there in the dirt. Shabbat Shalom and Shana Tovah.